Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here to say welcome, welcome, welcome. We do appreciate you taking out time to be a part of this hour, and we do not take that lightly. Thank you for joining us this evening. For those of you who are listening by internet, We'd like to let you know that we are an interactive ministry. What does that mean? That means you have an opportunity of calling in, and you can ask questions or you can participate in one way or another. Amen. If you would like to do that, you could call in. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And once you call in, hit the number 1, and that will let us know that you have a question. Your number will pop up, but if you hit the number 1, that'll let us know that you have a question. Amen. And we'll open up the mics if the mics are closed. I usually try to open up the mics, and it just makes it a little simpler. Whoever wants to speak can just speak. So those are some options for you. We'd also like to let you know that you can go into the archives, which is Blog Talk Radio, and then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can pull up this message or any other message of the speakers that have been on over a period of time, and you will be truly, truly blessed. Amen. We have so many men and women of God who come on with an anointing and proclaiming God's word, and we are blessed to have them to come and share with us or share with their time so that they can share with you. So I just believe that when you're connected, all things work together for the good for those who love God and to them who are calling according to his purpose. Amen. So we have a great work to do, amen, but we cannot do it divided. We need to be united in order to do kingdom business. Amen, amen, amen. We also let you know that we are on Zoom, and if you'd like to participate on Zoom, Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And if you type in Psalm 23, that's without an S, capital P-S-A-L-M 23, and you can be connected to this link. Those are the devices that we are using. That as well as after this is over, it's on Facebook. So you can always listen to the message at any time. Amen. As we move forward, I'm going to ask my wife if she will open us up in prayer, and then we're going to move forward as the Lord says so. Dr. Suzanne, what's going to pray?
Good evening. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, dear Lord, for this time of searching, time of to increase our knowledge, a time to ask questions, and to also to give insight. We thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit is conducting this meeting. We may have an agenda, but the Holy Spirit has complete control and the format and framework for this meeting this evening is totally up to you. We relinquish all of our control and ask that the prayers, that the teaching be in line with the word, that we receive, that it bears good fruit, and that we go forward to share what you would have us to share. We thank you, Tim Dean. We thank you, Lord, for this time. We ask you, Lord, that there be peace and contentment in our home, Father God, that each home would be blessed, Father God, and that we set aside this hour, Father God. This is the thing.
Amen, amen, amen. For this evening, my topic for this evening is, you know, the Lord that just gave it to me yesterday, and the scriptures coming from 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18. 2 Corinthians 4, 17 through 18, and it reads as such. For this light, momentary affliction, preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. As we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, or another term for that is for a short time. Things that are seen are for a short time, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And the term for eternal is lasting forever. So here, my title is Trouble Don't Last Always. What's your story? And as I go through the scripture and give my insights on what Paul is saying here, I am going to turn on the mics, and please, ma'am, please, sir, don't disappear on me because I asked you to speak. But we all go through hardships. We all go through trying times. We all go through suffering. And I have come to find that when we go through hardships, when we go through suffering, when we go through our trials and our tribulations, that our troubles last forever. And you're probably saying to yourself, well, what are you talking about? What I'm saying to you is that I have come to learn that when we go through a storm, as bad as that storm may appear, that when we put our trust in Jesus, when we put our trust in God, that the storm does not last forever. The storm doesn't last forever. When I look back at the things that I felt at that particular time were the worst storms, the worst sufferings, the worst trials of my life, when I look back at it, and all I could do was call on the name of Jesus, I look back at it now, and it was not as bad as I thought it was at the time that I was going through the storm. So that's why I come to you this evening with my title, That Trouble Don't Last Always. And if you're listening by internet, if you're listening by whatever device that you're using, tool that you're using, I'm saying to you that if you don't have a relationship with Christ, I'm saying to you that you need to have one. You need to connect with the one who is going to be the storm. He's going to be the one who's going to take that storm and turn it into joy. He's going to be the one to take that storm into sunshine. He's going to be the one that's going to take that storm that we thought was a storm and make it nothing and make it dissipate. And that's why I come to you this evening with my topic. I come to you with my comments, and I come to you this evening with a request. What's your story? What's your story? Now here, Paul, part of the means of God is he's talking about a transforming and renewing process in the suffering. And what Paul is saying is that Paul compared his suffering that he experienced at this time, which he felt that was severe as they were, Paul is saying that he looked at it, his sufferings, and he looked at what he was going through, as severe as it was, he calls it light and momentary troubles. Light and momentarily troubles. The pressures, the hardships that he was going through at times, he's saying he called them light and momentary troubles. meaning that he knew that it was not going to last always. It was not going to last always. They were nothing in view of his relationship with Christ and the eternal glory that would be his when he would be with Jesus. And he's saying that when he was with Jesus, in Jesus' presence, and the time that he was going to hope for tomorrow, that his troubles were not going to last forever, because he knew that Jesus was going to be with him. Through his trials, through his severity, what he was going through at that time. And Paul writes all of his heavy and continuous burdens that he was going through at this time, as I said earlier, he calls them light in weight and easy to bear. Now, you've heard of that story that my burdens are light, meaning God does not want to put any more on us than we can bear. And when we have that mindset that God is not going to put any more on us than we can bear, then our burdens become light in weight. They're not as heavy as we trying to carry those burdens alone without Christ. So that's what Paul is saying here. And in Matthew, in Matthew 11, he even goes on to talk about momentarily burdens. He's saying that momentarily burdens is like a liberation from the yoke of death. As we entrust ourselves in Jesus, when we entrust ourselves in Jesus, that Jesus is saying that everything that he does is good and perfect. And he does not have a yoke on us. If anything, Jesus Christ gives us freedom. Jesus Christ gives us the freedom of life. It's a mindset, my friend. It's a mindset. It is a mindset. Burdens may appear difficult, but Jesus is saying that he is good and his ways are good, not burdensome, not difficult. Jesus does not want anything that we go through to be difficult. He does not want anything that we go through to be burdensome and overweight that we cannot handle it. See, because Jesus can take that weight, which is something to us, and to Jesus, it's nothing. To Jesus, it's nothing. And so from an eternal perspective of hope in the things that come and sustained by Paul in the midst of his temporary suffering is what marked his ministry. And that's why we read what we read from 2 Corinthians 4:17. For his light momentary affliction, light momentary affliction is what prepared him for the eternal weight of glory. And that's what prepared him to be able to handle the burden that he was going through. That's what prepared him to have the mindset to be able to know that trouble don't last always. It's temporary. It's temporary. And if we look at it from Paul's lens, he would call it light in weight and easy to bear. Easy to bear. The eternal perspective of hope is in the things that sustain Paul, again, is in the midst of what he is writing. Temporary suffering. The temporary suffering is what marks Paul's ministry. And that's what we read. When we read about Paul, it is the temporary suffering that he writes about. He's reminded, we are reminded in 2 Corinthians that the world has its present sufferings. The world has its present sufferings. But he's saying that they are passing away. They will not last always. They're passing away. You see, because what is seen, or we're talking about the material or the earthly thing, is temporary. What is seen, or what we're talking about, how we see things, material perspective, is temporary. But see, there's a flip to that. What is unseen, which is the spiritual side of you and I, is eternal. It's eternal. It's forever. But the things that we see from the material side is temporary. It's only for a short time. It's only for a short time. It's a mindset. It's a relational mindset. The temporal will be replaced by the glory that will fade away. Peter talked about eternal glory in Christ. In 1 Peter 5:10, he talked about that. And Paul said that believers, or should I say, Paul said that you and I should look not what is seen, look not on what is seen. What we see from a human perspective, we shouldn't look there. We should look on what we cannot see. And that's how God is working in our lives. Not looking at the suffering that we may be challenged by, not looking at that. But he's saying that we should focus on the things that's unseen. And I've explained to you before, the thing that's unseen is the spiritual. The spiritual side. God working in a supernatural, divine way for you and for me. The temple will be replaced by the glory that will fade away. Only what we do for Christ will last. Only what we do for Christ will last. See, there is a eternal perspective and hope in the things that come, or the things that sustain Paul in the midst of his temporary suffering. Eternal perspective. What am I saying? I'm saying that Paul was speaking to us from the things that's unseen. He wasn't looking at what he was going through. He was talking about the things that was unseen, the spiritual side of his ministry. And that's what Paul wants us. That's what God wants you and I, my brothers and my sisters. God wants us not to be suffering under the pressures of hardships. Not to be suffering. Take it from Paul. Let it be light and let it be momentary troubles. Momentarily means that it's only going to shift. It's only going to shift. And we have to believe that whatever we're going through, my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, it's not going to last forever. And when you get that mindset that that it's not going to last forever, then you're focusing, you're transforming, you are shifting to the spiritual realm. Things that unseen. And that's where God is operating, on the things that are unseen. You know how it is, again, when you've gone through something, a challenge, when you've gone through a suffering. Listen, God gives you and I an inner peace that's able to surpass what we're going through. When we focus on the spiritual side and know that God is working on our behalf, that God chooses to work on our behalf. Trouble don't last always. Do you have a story? Do you have a time when you went through a hardship? Do you have a time that you would like to share this evening where that hardship wasn't as hard as you thought it was going to be? My hardship, when I go back, I think about my mother. That was one of the hardest things I had to endure. And I thought that I would never, ever be able to get through that storm. But when I look back, God began to start to reveal to me some of the things that I was thinking at that time, which was not aligned with where God wanted me to be. See, I was praying that it would never take her, even though that she was suffering at that time. I was praying that God would not take her, that I would not lose her. And when I was able to get through the storm, and when I look back over my thinking, those were selfish thoughts. Those were selfish thoughts. Why would I want God to keep her here in her suffering, knowing that she was going on home to glory? But I just didn't want to let go. And when I look back now, they were selfish. They were selfish, selfish thoughts. There's a time and there's a season for even you and I. But as we go through this season, we have to understand that we have to look on the things that's unseen, not the things that's seen. Not the things of how the world sees it, but focus on the unseen. Focus on the, my brothers and my sisters, when you make that shift, you become a change agent for Christ. Because now you're operating in the spiritual and not the physical. You're operating where God wants you to operate. And he can perform what he does best when you're focusing and operating on the spiritual realm of faith. Had I been in that mindset at that time, I would have probably been much better off. I would have understood more. But I just wasn't there. I was focusing on the things that were seen and not the things that were unseen. I was focusing on the physical and not focusing on spiritual. My brother, my sister, God wants you and I to be aligned with his word, to focus on the spiritual. God has given us a promise. And God cannot lie on his promises. God cannot lie on his promises. You can rest assured that what God says is going to take place. What God said he's going to do, he's going to do. But when we're operating in the physical, our timing is not the same as God's timing. We want it to happen right away. We want it to happen right now. I call it the microwave society. Right now. Lord, right now. But when we learn to wait on God, the timing between our thoughts and God's thoughts are so, so different. There's such a gap. that we can't even understand. And then all of a sudden God shows that when he comes, he's always on time. It's the right time. He lets us know that he's an on-time God. And that's what Paul was speaking here, that even though that he was suffering, that he was being challenged with all of these things, he's saying that he was looking on the things that were unseen. He was looking on the eternal side of things, saying something that's going to last forever. So he was writing at that time, and he was trying to share with you and I, become a change agent, change from that, or transform from that physical to the spiritual. Let your mind stay focused on the spiritual and not the physical. Let your mind be focused on the things that's unseen and not the things that are seen. I know you've been through something at one time or another. I know that God has brought you through. He's brought you out of the storm. I know God has blessed you in so many ways. What's your story? What's your story? Do you have a story that you would like to share tonight? Do you have a testimony that you would like to share tonight? God wants you and I to tell our story. Tell it to everyone who will listen. Tell it on the mountaintop. God wants you and I not to stay in that temporal mindset. God wants you and I to shift, to do a paradigm shift into the spiritual. And my brothers and sisters, when you get caught up in that spiritual side, listen, let me tell you something. We have nothing to fear. We fear nothing. We know that whatever we're going through, that God's going to handle it. So why put the burden on yourself? Why go through that when you've already been told that I will be there for you? I'll fight your battle. Take my yoke. He said that it's easy. It's easy. Don't burden yourself. Troubles of this world. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Trouble don't last forever. You don't. What's your story? Shortly, I am going to open the mics, and I would like for you, my brother, my sister, even for those of you who are listening by computer and you're not online right now, when you listen to this message, share your testimony with someone. Let them know how good God is or has been. Let them know that how God brought you out of the storm, that the trouble that you thought was going to last forever, that it didn't last forever. That God brought you out. And you got a story to tell. See, because when you tell your story, you become a blessing from in the spiritual realm.
Yes.
You give someone hope. You give someone hope for tomorrow. That person that you may be around may be ready to give up on life.
Yes.
But your testimony will give them hope to know that God can bring them out just as he did you.
Yes.
Bring them out. is going, listen, God is always doing a new thing in your life and in
yes,
mine.
Yes, he is. Yes.
We can't deny that. We can't mm-hmm. deny who God is. We cannot become a change agent and let someone know that trouble don't
last.
Yes. Thank God.
Do you have a story? What's the story? The mics are open.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell mine. This is Bonnie Gloria. I don't mind sharing my story all with the world. Let me tell you, when God has done something for you, you got to tell it. And I'm going to be very brief, but I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to make my story short, that when I went to have a colonoscopy, I knew it was time. I only went because Pastor Lauren said he went, and his colonoscopy turned out really good. And the Holy Spirit said, you know, it's time for you to go. You're way overdue. Well, when I went, they found out I had colon cancer. One of the polyps was risen, and they said it was cancerous. But let me tell you about faith. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I had to go into a faith mode and trust God that he would bring me through. They sent me to a surgeon, and he said I would go into surgery. That was November the 5th, and I had my surgery, and it took me 7 days, which was only supposed to three, that I would be in. But I went in there praying. I stopped the doctors before they started to do the surgery. I said, let us pray. I'm going to pray right now. And I tell you, everybody was in there praying. And we had the surgery. I stayed in there 7 days. It was challenging. I had a lot of things I had to deal with. But let me tell you about God. When I went in, the doctor told me it was third stage cancer. But he said you made it in here just in time before it went to fourth stage. But I went through praising God through it all, praying for the doctors, praying for myself, putting my trust in God. I went in on November the 5th. I went to see my surgeon on the 25th, and he said, I got good news. You know, you sit here, good news, and the next day you hear bad news. I got good news, and I got bad news. Well, he said, I got good news, and I got good news. You are cancer-free. You don't need no radiation. You don't need any of that. And I went back a year later. It still stands. I am cancer-free today. And I tell him everywhere I go, God, let me tell you, as can't nobody do you like Jesus. But you got to have trust to know to put your faith. I don't know who might be going through tonight, but whatever you're going through, you got to have the faith that believe that God is who he say is. And I'm going to get off this freeway because I'm getting happy.
Hey, Elder Clay.
Pastor Rob, so good to hear you.
Wow. It is amazing that you have this subject tonight. And I was at the nursing home today visiting with one of my former members. And it was funny that I was talking with her and another lady today, and I started sharing my testimony, one of my many testimonies that God has brought me out of. And I'm so glad that we serve, first of all, an unseen God. Yes. I'm so glad that we serve him, because if we serve the God that we can see, we wouldn't have the faith that we have in the God that is unseen. But anyway, I was sharing with them the fact that I should have been dead three times. I know for a fact I should have been dead at least three times. The things that were going on with me, other people had died. But God, had a use for me. And as I was doing today with them, I got so happy, Mother Gloria. I understand what you are saying, because when you think about the goodness of God, hallelujah, and all that he has done, in good times and in bad times, all that he has done. I knew we were out of work for like 3 months, 3 months or more, due to the sepsis that we had. And but God, once again, but God, you know, I can go on back and say in 96 I had a heart attack from drug use. But God, you know, and it just keeps going and going. And I'm so glad that we serve, again, an unseen God. And most of all, I'm glad that we serve a God that we can go to and we can talk to and we can fellowship with and we can just enjoy the fact that he has healed us, that he has brought us through. And I, you know, my testimony goes a long ways. Look, man, I'm 62 years old, and I tell you right now, I've been through so much that I preached this message one time, and I'll let you go. I'll turn it over. But I preached this message one time. You don't look like what you've been through. And I tell you, if I look like what I've been through, I would look like Hades.
Ooh.
But God. And he has shown in me. And that's why I trust God. That's why I have faith in God. You know, I've seen my wife go through things after things after things. I've seen him do what he did to my mother. I've seen him do what he done to my brother. You know, I've seen so much out of God. So for anybody that's listening tonight, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will. Not he might, not that there's a chance or percentage, but he will direct your path, and he'll make you whole. He'll make you. I'm like you, Mother Gloria. I'll get off and let somebody else go ahead and go because I will go on and on because God has been really, 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 really good to me. He's been good in good times and in bad times. He's been good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What? Somebody talking.
I think the most difficult thing I've been through is where the Lord that the Lord provided, and I praise the Lord for those things. But I always think about the troubles that when you go through, I think it's about your response. The response and how you go through it. How, if you were at the hospital, at home waiting for you, how you
breaking up? You're breaking up really bad.
Okay, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
How you going through? So. I mean, as the solution, your answer. So we really come of one of the most difficult for me was diagnosed with brain tumor, and asked some questions about her being admitted. I see you and everything. I made calls, prayer warriors. I wanted folks to just immediately go into prayer. I don't need warriors. I don't need folks to be gossiping. I don't need sympathy. What I want is prayer. And so prayer warriors came out and prayed. Some folks came to the hospital. Some folks were on. We had one church that they had a prayer. and they recorded it. And since recording this
testimonies of how God has brought us through, brought me through. But I can say I haven't sung in a long while, but I'm thinking of a song, and it says, if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
we were. Where would I be?
Where would we be? I'm finished. Edna,
hallelujah.
I enjoyed all of this that I got on late, but I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to the recording fully. But I know Gloria called me and she said that title, the subject. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the John, excellent. It's so timely for this time, this hour that we're living in. God bless you. And now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all.
Amen.
Can you hear
Amen.
Me?
Yes, she is.
Not mute. This is Elder Showers, just listening to the wonderful things God has done to each and every one of you. We are blessed and highly favored. You know, I just don't know of him. I know him. And the thing of it is, people say who he is and what he is. Hey, hush. People say who he is and what he is, but you have to know him personally, one-on-one, who he is and what he'll do and who you are. Because what he's done for one, he'll do for others. But I just bless God this morning, this afternoon, this evening, that he is a God of all possibilities. He's a God of healing. He that took me down through the years. I've been through the thing called a stroke. I've been through the thing called cancer. I've been through the thing called migraines in the hospital, death, a lot of things. But you have to know that God will make a way and bring you out. Hallelujah. He will make a way of escape when you need to escape. He will be a head lifter-upper. He'll be a provider. He will be everything that we need. And what we do is when we go through a situation, he's there. He never leave us or forsake us, you know, because he's that loving God, that caring God. And I just thank God, many deaths seen and been through with others, but God continue to give comfort. He's a comforter. He's a peace giver. I'm going through something right now. It's traumatic. It just seemed like one thing after another.
Yeah.
I told my prayer partner, I say, look on the back of me and see what's on my back, because it must be something, you know, because I'm going through this one and that one. And you know, I did a preaching, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I'm like, man, this is coming back to test me. And I know for a surety that God is with me. He said he'll never leave me or forsake me. So whatever we're going through, whatever we face, we know that God is with us, and we have angels encamped all around us. He continued to bring us out, continued to bring us through. He continued to give us strength. He has equipped us and give us encouragement. He has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. And he is an awesome God, a mighty God. I don't know what the next thing going to be or when he's going to bring me out, but I know that he never leaves me or forsakes me. I know that he's a God that loves me and cares for me and concerned to me. And I know that he has, what the scriptures say, he won't put them on that you can bear, but it says he won't put them on that you can't go through, you know, the testing times, the trying times, because we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And if we can't go through nothing, and if we can't believe that God will bring it out, what makes sense that we can tell somebody else what he can do if we don't believe it? But I believe it for a surety that God is all power, all knowing, and all seeing God. And no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, he continues to give us what we need. So I thank God. That's why I say praising, hallelujah, in the midst of a storm. Praise him, yet give him thanks and glory. Hallelujah, because he's an awesome God. And he will bring you out every time. Every time and every time. And I thank God that this too shall pass. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. But I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and yet to do. And you know what? Iron sharpens iron. So when you give your testimony, it encourages others. It encouraged me that we can go through, we can hold on, and we can endure because Jesus never leaves us. I tell you, he's a friend of mine. He's my God. He's my help. He's my all in all. And I give glory tonight. Hallelujah to the King. You are worthy, God. Thank you, Lord God, for everybody that's on this line that we're here, that you are the way maker, God. Thank you, oh God, that you're the burden bearer. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. It's you, hallelujah, that we live and move and have our being. So I bless God tonight. I thank him for all that he's done and what he's yet to do. And whatever else comes, I know that he got us. Hallelujah. He will take us through. So be encouraged. He loves us and he's concerned about us all. Bless God. Thank you for the speaking tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share something.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Any more?
Hey, Ella Clay.
Yes.
I wanted to, I just wanted to share a verse of scripture with those who are on the line and who has these testimonies and who's going through, who's been through, and who's going to go through. And out of the scriptures, Paul wrote to the church of Ephesians in in Ephesians chapter 6. He says, finally, my brethren, strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And he says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the dark ages of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said, wherefore unto you the whole armor of God, put on the whole armor of God, take ye that ye may be able, I'm sorry, you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Then he says in verse 14, he says, stand. And I want to start right there. So that's what I'm just saying to each of us tonight. Whatever you're going through, whatever you've been through, whatever you're going to go through, just stand. And stand on the promises of God. For he is not, he is not a God that he should lie. So just stand on his promises and hold on to his unchanging hand. That's it.
Amen. That is the truth.
Shall be the glory.
Amen. You know, I have to add tried to respond to a friend who has just lost his wife, and he was calling me at that time.
Oh.
When it clicked back over, Archbishop Palmer, he lost his wife, and he was falling right now and did not realize that, that, you know, we were on at this time. So, and I had it on mute, so I hope we didn't miss out on anything. Is there anyone, did we miss out on anything? Is there anything that I did not say or did not share with you? Well, I thank you so much. Pastor Robinson, I'm going to ask
sir.
If you were close about this evening, sir. And it's so good to hear your voice, and I'm so happy to hear that your wife is okay. Mother Gloria has been praying for you. We talked about you the other day. And I've been praying for you. My wife has been praying for you. You know, we all still have you on our prayer list, so please know that, sir.
That's good. Yes, sir. Thank y'all so much for your prayers, your thoughts, and I know it's been a little bit since I've been on, but we're working our way back, getting off this overtime stuff. So we're working our way back to getting back on, and hopefully when we do, we'll have a message that we can share with you all. Amen. God has done some amazing things since the time I talked with the last priest. Let me pray and just ask you all to just yield your hearts to the Lord tonight as we go into prayer. Gracious God, our Father in heaven, Father, we come to you tonight, Lord God, on this internet line, on the telephone line, whatever way it is that we come to you, Father. We come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And Father God, we pray tonight for each one, God, who has been through some kind of trouble, Lord God. And as the title says, trouble don't last always. And Father God, we are so glad, oh God, that we have you on our side, that when we do go through trouble, we have someone we can walk with, someone we can talk with, someone we can confide in, oh God, and someone we can just lean on, Lord God, when no one else is around. But Father God, we just thank you tonight, God, and we pray for Elder Clay and his wife, and we pray for Mother Gloria and all the other brothers and sisters on the line, Father God. We pray, God, that whatever they're going through, God, that they will not call on anybody else, God, that they not call on the mother, the father, the sisters, the brothers, the cousins, Lord God, but they will call on the name of Jesus, God, that he will be their provider, that he will be the sustainer, oh God. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight, God. Father God, and Father God, we pray for the bishop, oh God, who says he's just lost his wife, Lord God, who has seen her go from labor to reward. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you will give him strength, God, to endure the pain, the hardship that he may go through. But, Father God, we do ask, God, that you will open his heart and his mind and his mouth, Lord God, that he will give you glory in the things that you've done, Lord God. For I know he's seen a lot. He's seen you do good things, oh God. So, Father, we just pray for him, Lord God. We pray for his family. If there be any children, God, we pray for them. We pray for his grandchildren. Anyone, Lord God, that's connected with him, oh God. So, Father, Lord, let your spirit tonight, God, let your spirit abide in each and every one of us tonight as we depart from this line, Lord God, but never, ever, Lord God, departing from one another, Father. Now, let us stay connected on this prayer line, Lord God. Let us stay connected in spirit, oh God, whether we be a mile away or 10,000 miles away. Father God, we just thank you tonight, God, and we give you glory and honor and majesty and all the things that you'll do, that you're going to do in this world. We pray for this country, Lord, and we leave it in your hands. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus called the Christ. And for his sake, Lord God, we give you glory, we give you praise. Let the church say, amen.
I face the dawn.